Several years ago, there was a series of TV commercials for a wireless phone network with the tagline, "Can you hear me now?" Our readings today suggest that being a disciple is about attentive listening, about tuning in so that we can hear God. Samuel is in the temple, and there he hears the voice of God. He's already a follower since he's ministering in the temple, but God is going to call him to go further. In the temple, the sacred flame had to be lit from dusk to daybreak as a sign of God's presence, and Samuel's task may well have been to keep the temple flame burning throughout the night. It's a great image for us. We are also called to keep God's light burning and to listen to what God has to say to us, listening in the silence and perhaps in the dark. We will be shown how to carry God's light into our world. We, like Samuel, are asked to keep God's light shining in the darkness. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In a dark world of racial inequality, he tended the flame of nonviolence and racial equality. His life and work led to the passing of the Civil Rights Act in 1964. As very recent events have shown us, however, his dream for justice and equality for everyone is far from being fulfilled. As Christians, we all have a part, however large or small, in furthering Dr. King's dream of a better and nobler America. I believe that his dream coincides with God's dream for humanity. All of us are equal before God, and God's justice should be the standard for all our dealings with each and every person. Are we, like Samuel, asleep in the temple while God is trying to get through to us? At this Mass, we might make Samuel's words our own prayer. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. We also pray that we may have attentive hearts to hear what God is telling us and to be courageous enough to respond to that call. Since we were babies, we have all learned by listening and watching how others do things. We need mentors. Samuel certainly did. He didn't know what to do when he first heard the voice in the dark. Eli, although initially a bit slow on the uptake, taught Samuel what he should say when God spoke again. Say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Like Samuel, we're already in God's service. At this Mass, we are, in a very real sense, tending the flame of our faith. God, however, is calling us to hear more and to follow further. I take consolation from the persistence of God in this story. Samuel doesn't get it at first, so God calls him again and again. God does not abandon us if we don't hear or if we've gone looking in the wrong places. Rather, God keeps calling us. Our Christian vocation is evoked in our second reading. The Spirit of God dwells in us and makes us holy. God inhabits our human flesh, and so we have a dignity given to us by God. We must see one another as who we are and who we can become. Our baptismal vocation is a call to holiness and also a call to see the dignity of each person that God has created. Our gospel tells us about seekers who are discovering a deeper call. The people in today's gospel are already looking for God. John the Baptist is a mentor to his disciples, and he points them to another who will become their teacher or rabbi. And John uses a favorite image for Jesus, Lamb of God. What does that mean for each of us? Who is Jesus for us now, and how do we call upon him? We, like the disciples of John, are being invited to follow Jesus right here and right now, summoned to spend time with him and to discover who he is for us. Like the two disciples who want to stay with Jesus, how can we in our busy lives stay with Jesus? In the gospel, John's disciples have been seekers, and it's late in the day for them. The reference to 4 in the afternoon may refer to the beginning of the Sabbath. They need rest, and Jesus is offering it to them. Jesus tells them and us, "Come, and you will see." The disciples find God's rest and presence while staying with Jesus. Where and how can we find rest in Jesus? How do we discover God's presence in our lives? These are questions we can only answer for ourselves. What is God calling you to right now? Please join me in the Nicene Creed, which you will find on the inside cover of your blue hymnal. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.